Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, I usually feature you on the weekend show, but I wanted to get this one out earlier because, well, we're seeing some huge volatility in the precious metals and a pretty big correction, especially in gold, but even silver. We're recording this here on Thursday. Silver is down about a dollar, just over a dollar, and gold is down, depending on where you look at it, but on the futures market, $84, but that has to do with the bigger drop that all started yesterday as well. Really, we look back from the beginning of this week when gold was little over $1,900. Now, gold is the whole way down to about $1,775. So about $125, almost $130 correction just in a couple days. Look, gold was volatile and commodities broadly were volatile heading into this week. But now we had the comment from the Fed and Jerome Powell saying that they're thinking about talking about tightening or starting to talk about thinking about tightening, whatever he said. Either way, they're not doing anything different. But boy, oh boy, the market is reacting, especially for precious metals, to the downside. How are you viewing this correction, Jesse?
I see this as a terrific buying opportunity. You know, we've had the buy the dip mentality in the stock market for over a decade. And I think this is the mentality we need to have in the gold market, really since that 2015-16 low, is that dips are to be bought. And especially right now, because, you know, I think we've, over the last couple of months, in March, April, we spoke and I said I was getting very excited about gold again, as just the fundamentals were shifting very bullishly. And that's not changed at all. I mean, obviously, yes, the Fed just had the meeting. You know, Powell said this was the meeting where they began talking about tapering. So, you know, it's being seen as a hawkish shift, which is, you know, I guess accurate, you know, based on just how dovish, like literally unbelievably dovish they've been over the last, you know, year or so. And so any shift at all away from that is going to be seen as hawkish. But I mean, they're not, you know, talking about raising rates anytime soon, and the tapering is not going to happen until they start talking about it officially. We see it in the, you know, meeting notes and things. So it's hard to see this really as a hawkish shift, but it is, considering how dovish they are. And that's really what's, you know, behind the dollar rally and the gold sell-off that we're seeing. But I do think, just, you know, from a fundamental standpoint, the 30-year yield is breaking down hard. That's very, very bullish for the gold price. And at the same time, from a technical standpoint, you know, this sell-off today, you know, we're talking on Thursday, triggered one of my favorite indicators for watching the gold price, and that was created by Tom McClellan. It's kind of just a timing signal, and that is, you know, when gold gets oversold on a daily RSI basis, and at the same time declines more than 2.5% on a 5-day rate of change. Those episodes are typically good buying signals for the gold price. We're seeing that buy signal trigger today. At the same time, we're seeing price test those lows that were set for back in November, early December last year, and the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent gains that, you know, go back to March, April, to the recent, you know, high of 1900 that we just saw. So I think it has decent support right here. If support holds and prices reverse, it could make, you know, form a inverted or head and shoulders bottom pattern, which would project much higher gold prices over the next, you know, through the end of the year. We're also entering into the seasonal bullish time of year for gold. So I absolutely see this for a number of reasons as a great opportunity to buy the dip in gold.
So, Jesse, is this current level, the 1775 level, is that the key one to watch for a reversal, or is it down to, say, 1750? Where are you watching critically that as long as gold holds, you keep that bullish outlook, but if gold drops below, then you would be forced to get at least a little bit more short-term bearish?
Yeah, I think this 1769 area right there, basically the low today was about 1767. And, you know, that is right on that Fibonacci level. It was interesting to me that price declined to that and has bounced a little bit off of that level, because that is the exact, you know, Fib retracement level. Below that, I mean, it's possible we could head down and test the high 1600s again. I doubt it. I think probably that this short-term correction there hasn't been, in terms of sentiment, one of the things I watch is the ETF flows back into gold and sentiment in the futures markets. We haven't seen, these things really show people getting back into gold yet. So I just don't think there's like a big position in gold to be unwound, although, the decline in the last couple of days is pretty substantial. But I just don't think there's a lot of, potential selling out there to push prices a ton lower. I could be wrong, but I do think that the balance of the evidence suggests that there's still tons of dry powder out there that may be looking to buy a setup just like this.
So, Jesse, why are U.S. stocks or U.S. markets broadly and even the bond market weathering this whole taper discussion better than gold?
Well, I can't tell you why, yields are breaking down today. I'm having a hard time understanding it. Other than, I mentioned, I watch futures really closely. Small speculators in 30-year Treasury futures have had one of their biggest short positions on that they've had in a long, long time. And they, speculators, and not just that, I mean, TLT has had a huge short position in the long bond ETF. So I think this might just be a reaction, result of excess positioning, excess crowding in the short bond trade. Now that, the Fed has shifted to a more hawkish stance and interest rates didn't go up, they might see that as, hey, this position isn't working. It's time to get out of these shorts. And so they're having to buy bonds. We also had a disappointing jobless claim number come out, which also could be, a lot of these things to me are pointing towards stagflation, which would be a very, very bullish setup for precious metals, bearish for financial assets like stocks and bonds. But for now, these things are holding up relatively well to precious metals. I think the stock market could be very, very vulnerable right here. If you look at what a lot of the highest flyers in the markets in the stock market have been doing, I mean, a lot of these things, you look at Zoom and Peloton and the ARK ETF, a lot of these things are down 50% from their highs earlier this year. The ones I'm watching more closely right now are the meme stocks, GameStop and AMC. And I think if those things were to roll over and just stop working, that would be a clear sign risk appetites are shifting. I think that's the main thing I'm looking at in the stock market right now is risk appetites do appear to be shifting, although there is still some lingering risk appetite in GameStop and AMC. But the bigger message there is that, in the past, when inflation is rising and becoming problematic and precipitating a shift by the Fed to a more hawkish stance, it could be cause problems for the stock market. 1987 might be the best example of that, when Alan Greenspan had to hike rates into the summer of 87 and stock market famously crashed in October. I think if we were to start seeing, hearing this hawkish shift on the Fed continue and inflation numbers keep coming in hot, I think you'd have to start worrying about the stock market, especially in the midst of a shift in risk appetites like we're watching right now.
Does that mean, or if that happens, do we all need to be worried that it's going to just further push down everything else? Because if we get a big stock market correction, even crash, it does seem to further pull down all the other markets and sectors.
Yeah, the bond market and the stock market have been very highly correlated lately. So, stocks and bonds, I think, could go down together potentially if inflation numbers keep coming in hot. But I think, gold could benefit from safe haven demand. I think, right now the markets are pricing in transitory inflation versus in any type of market indicator I look at, it's taking the Fed at its word and believing the Fed's forecast that inflation is going to be transitory. Now, if inflation proves to be more than transitory and a little more sustainable than the Fed, would like to have us believe, then markets are going to have to go through a repricing. And that means, stocks and bonds probably have to sell off. And where's that money going to go? I think it's going to have to go into gold because people are going to think, okay, if inflation isn't transitory, if inflation's going to be a problem and the Fed is behind the curve, how do I protect myself? And the number one answer is gold. And so I think – that we could be on the cusp over the next few months of witnessing just such a shift.
Interesting. Well, who knows, Jesse, right? This is a wild market right now. What about commodities broadly here? If we do see this stagflation type of environment and even a market pullback, what do you think commodities do broadly? Base metals, energy metals, any of the sectors, do you like how any of them are positioned, or do you think they get hit on the back of that?
I think if growth, I think there's a good chance that, economic growth probably still continue to come in hot. I mean, it's just guessing on my part, and economic numbers will probably start to disappoint. And it looks to me like, from a number of things that I watch, that this is what the market is potentially starting to try and price in, is that, economic numbers are not going to be sustainable. And that just makes sense that, with all the fiscal stimulus we had, it provides a sugar rush, but then there's also a hangover when that starts to wear off. And so I think probably numbers for all kinds of things, whether it's GDP or earnings growth, all of these things are probably a little too optimistic right now and need to come back in. So as part of that process, we could continue to see a correction in commodities like copper and lumber and, and all of these things that have just screamed higher. That doesn't mean the bull market in these things is over by any means. It just means that early on in a bull market, which is, I think that's where we are in commodities generally, there's a lot of uncertainty and decision, and you can have some pretty serious corrections. And I think that's probably reasonable to expect from a lot of these things.
Now, does this also just have to do quite simply with a technical analysis aspect that commodities, even something like base metals, they went practically parabolic, arguably parabolic there. And when you get a correction, that correction does also come quite quickly. Could that be just simply the technical reason as well?
That's absolutely right. My friend Tom McClellan, I mentioned him before. I think he's just a brilliant technician. He likes to say that, that these movements are usually pretty symmetrical. So when you have a parabolic rise higher in lumber, the correction usually mirrors that on the way down too. You don't have rise parabolically and then just the side correction. You'll see, a reversal commensurate to the increase in price. And so, it's not surprising at all to see, something like lumber down 50% off its highs, as a corrective phase gets underway. So absolutely, I think a lot of these things are technical and based on positioning too. You think about it, what does a parabolic rise do? It sucks in tons of, euphoric flows into, from traders, momentum-based traders trying to just capture some of those gains. And when those flows have to be unwound, creates crowding on, at the exit door.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Jesse. So I guess in summary here, are you waiting for maybe a more solid bottom, maybe even the end of the week, just to see how this correction in metals and commodities plays out broadly? Or what is your strategy here as we are in this correction?
Well, when it comes to gold, and that's the one where I have, I think, the most confidence, March and April, I was just pounding the table bullish again because I was seeing the headwinds for gold, namely rising interest rates and falling inflation, shifting to rising inflation and now falling interest rates. And so, to me, that's when March, April, I was very, very bullish. I didn't think we would get this type of a pullback in gold, honestly. I thought, maybe we'd come down to about 1825 or something. So this has been more of a deeper pullback than I've expected. So, I think the trade I have most confidence in right now is loading up again on the precious metals.
All right. Hey, Jesse, great chatting with you. Always fun to discuss the markets and, well, not the most fun that precious metals investors are having today, but from what I'm hearing from you and even some of my other comments and contributors that I've chatted with today, they are also seeing this as a potential buying opportunity, but this correction has come quickly. So I think let's see where this thing bottoms. Jesse, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I will post a link to the Felder Report website and we'll chat again soon. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. You too.